We are in Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasa, Perek Gimel, in the Halachas of Beirer. We are up to Si'if Lamed Gimel. We are now going to discuss the Halachas of items that have peels, all different types of peels, and how they relate to the Halachas of Beirer. So Si'if Lamed Gimel, which is in the old print, Si'if Chav Tes, begins, Mutter Likleif Es HaKlipa Shel Peres. One is permitted to peel off the peel that is on a fruit, irokos, vegetables, beitzim, eggs, ukedoma, and other similar items. But oifen amavur lahalon, as we will explain going forward how to do this properly. Why? We could call one reason that's beyond the scope of this shiur today. But he says, two things. Number one, it's impossible to reach the fruit or vegetable without it. And number two, it's derech. Therefore, according to many, it's derech achilas mekach. Peeling it is not sorting. It's not separating good from bad. It is the way you eat this. And the way to eat a peanut is to crack the shell and eat the peanut inside. The way to eat an orange is to peel off the orange peel and eat the orange. And now he's going to go through different types of peels, ones that are royal achila, not royal achila, when they're considered mixed, when they're not considered mixed. So let's tighten our seat belts. We're up to Si'if Lamed Dalet. If you're still using an old print, Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasa, it's time to get a new one. But in the old print, it's Si'if Lamed. So Si'if Lamed Dalet says, Kalipa Ru'uya La Achila, a peel that is fit to be eaten. And the majority of people eat it. Kigoyin, what type of peels are eaten? Haklipa shel agvinio, a tomato peel, oy shel tapuach eitz, an apple, right? Some people peel apples. Some people bite right into them. Afarsok, v'agas, peaches, pears. Mimine ha-peres sh'roiv bnei adam ha-echlumim klipasam. These are, right, any other peres that the majority of people would eat with the peels on them, or a orishal dog, the skin of a fish, v'chena orishal oif, chicken. Some people today are health conscious, they take off the skin. Many people eat it with the skin. Kol eile mutar la'asiron b'Shabbos. All these are permitted on Shabbos to remove. Umutar, he just happens to point out that yesh lizor on the bottom of the two stars. Yesh lizor shaloi la'asir ma'oidei. Says, but to try to take the feathers off, he says, that's a problem. Even if the chicken's already cooked. Because that's mamish and it's a gezeis. Not beruv, that's gziza. That's like taking it, cutting off the hair. At least midrabanan. And therefore, one should not pluck any feathers that were left on the chicken. But the chicken skin itself, that, if you don't want to eat the chicken skin, you could peel back the chicken skin. Then he says, and now this is a machloikis, umutu lahasir saklipa, these fruits and vegetables, or chicken, that is permitted to cut off the peel. He says it's even permitted to peel it with a mikulof, which is a peeler, ad lachizman, for a later time. So according to that, you would be able to take a peeler and peel a tomato in the morning for the afternoon or an apple. But then he brings yesh machmirim, v'ayim shigam im maklipa ru'i lachila. Others say no, that one should be stringent, and even if the peel is fit to be eaten. And the majority of people eat it. Some say that should still be removed only right before eating. Not to use a peeler, a keli that's miuchad for peeling, like you're going to see later. So he says, so that we come out, he says, is a chumra. So he says, machmirim, that not use a peeler on Shabbos. Even the fruits or vegetables that are generally peeled and generally that are generally eaten with the peel and are fully edible. And he says, he brings the machmirim, then not to use a peeler. But others are makel and hold that you could use a peeler in such a case. Si'if Lamed Hei on the top of page Samach Vav in the new print. Now, we're going to talk about klipa she'ena nechelos l'rei b'nei adam. pills that are not eaten by the majority of people, mutar la'asir rak biyad, that can only be taken over kula alma by hand, oy b'kli she'in ha'myuchad l'kach, or with a kli that's not myuchad for peeling. You could use a knife, a fork, a spoon, something that's not myuchad for peeling the peeler. Something that's not unique. It's not a peeler. It's not unique for peeling. But tonight she has this rak l'samach sudase, and that should also be done only right before the meal kula alma. So he gives some examples. Afikach mutar l'klev samach l'sudase. Says therefore, right before the meal, it's permitted to peel beitzim, eggs, betzalim, onions, tapuche adama, potatoes, mavush cooked potatoes, bananas, v'chein naknik, which I guess is the plastic that old fashioned hot dogs would come in, afilu besakin, these things you could cut with a knife, peel back with a knife, achloi b'kli amyuchid l'kach, but you shouldn't use a potato peeler to take the peels off cooked potatoes. Okay, mekalif umutul lahasa klipasha be'egezi adami, you could remove the shells of peanuts as well. And we're going to see later in Sifman Beis many more halachas regarding nuts and peanuts and stuff like that. And then he continues, umutul lahasa estviyas ha-ma'afiyu ha-mudubekes al-kikir al-lechem al-chala. So it's a little less common today in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't bag challis, where the big grocery stores, we get challis. People are worried about the kashas of it. So they would put a sticker on the challah coming out of the oven before it was shipped out with the hechsher or the bakery, and that was mamish stuck directly to the bread. He said that you can remove, but the Zohar Lahasar Imam Matnan Amaf, you should remove a drop of the challah with it. Make sure you don't rip any letters. And then he points out in the three stars that one should do this after Lechem Mishnah. Because if you want the challah to be a sholem, the chatchila needs to be 100% sholem. This is missing up to 1/48th and other shroom like that. Could be if you don't have anything else, you could use it. But the mice, it should be sholem. And if you rip it off the sticker together with some of the challah, you might make it non-sholem. Therefore, we suggest first you make lechem mishne, you cut off a slice, and then you remove the sticker along with some challah to make sure that by ripping the sticker, you don't rip any letters with it. Se'iv lamid vov, the new print, on top of page Samach Zayin, you can't remove beans from within their skin. Not because it is a bayer, because the way you remove them, the way you rub off that skin, it's dosh. Unless those peels, those skins, are fit to eat. Like the skins on certain beans, that when they're still green, and still very, very fresh, you can eat it with the skin. So then you can take off the skin. But if not, it's mamish dosh, because what's dosh? Dosh is when you thresh and you winnow and you remove the chaff, right? So here, that skin becomes like chaff, and removing that on Shabbos will be a problem of dosh, even though it's not a problem of boire. Then he says, kishepoiseach melon. When you open up a melon, siflam zayin, mutl lahoser is agreement shmei. And you open a cantaloupe, or you open a honeydew, and inside in the center you have all that whole stuff, whatever seeds, whatever you want to call it, that you want to remove. It's mutter to take a spoon and scoop that out. Because without doing that, you can't get to what he calls the basar, the flesh, the meat of the cantaloupe. You can't get to eat the honeydew. So you're allowed to remove that on Shabbos, but but you should make sure to do it right before the meal. Siv Lamed Ches, the old prince of Lamed Dalet, middle of page Samach Zayin. Mutar lahaser es haklipa avishal avtiach. What could cut off the green rind around the watermelon? Afilu besakin. right? Let's say you want to make chunk pizzas, right? So you sit there, you cut the watermelon half, and you cut off the green. You could do that, even with a knife. But for who she has against some chesudasa, you have to make sure to do that right before the meal. The linian hasoras garina, as far as the pizza that are inside, he says, see, so if you zion earlier, we spoke about the best thing to do is to put the whole piece of watermelon in your mouth and spit out the bits. Someone's embarrassed to do that. So we saw other eitzes there as well in Sif Yud Zayin. You can go back to the Shurim before and Perek Gimel Sif Yud Zayin to see those halachas. Sif Lamed Tes. Mutu lahosir es apetoy teres min ha'agvani yois ha'shazif in ha'kiyoiz bev avzois b'tanai shiaskan tzal chesudase. One could remove the stems, like if you get those baby tomatoes that come on these long stems, or like on plums, very often has that stick inside, right? So you're allowed to remove that. To eat it, you're allowed to remove the stems and tomatoes as long as you do it right before the seuda. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue the next year with bugs and lettuce. Keep this shiurim going. We are always seeking sponsorships to sponsor shir. Just go to www.rabbifishman.com, rabbifishman.com, or email for more information and sponsorships, or any questions you may have, or suggestions or comments, to rabbifishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com.